This is the BBC.
Here's Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Who's going to win the week on bangers? Cal Spellman plays Real or No Real. We've got more competitive friends. And I've become a problem in one of our listeners' relationships. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. So we're all pleased that it's Friday, I think. That is A Fire and Trouble on BBC Radio 1. Exciting times this morning when we played the first play of Katy Perry's new track on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. What are you saying about it?
I'm saying it's very, very good. She's back.
She's
finally
back. And what I'm really loving, apart from the song, obviously, is the bespoke message that Katy has has done for us. Here it is.
Hey, UK, it's Katy Perry, and you're listening to my brand new single, Chained to the Rhythm, on Radio 1.
Hey, UK.
How many years has it been?
Do you
We've
want
been,
to
waiting,
be any...
been waiting so long for her to come back. That's
hey,
the message.
UK.
Do you want to be any less specific?
Yeah. This occasionally happens.
Hello, world.
Reminds me of... do you remember recently Niall recorded something for us ahead of his song?
It was
so insincere.
I've got it here.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Niall Horan here. Thank you so much for making me the track of the day today. Here's my brand new single, This Town.
At least he named us.
That's true, actually.
It's better than...
Hey, UK.
At least we got a...
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Right, this is a new track. It's Katy Perry. Chained to the Rhythm on Radio 1. Oh, it is good. It is good. Katy Perry and Skip Marley, Chained to the Rhythm. Brand new Katy Perry music on BBC Radio 1. I've not spoken to her or seen her for such a long time, you know. We used to get on quite well.
Yeah, she's one of our favourites, definitely.
Absolutely. But hey, UK, I hope you enjoyed that. It's Chained to the Rhythm, Katy Perry on BBC Radio 1. Do you remember when she first came on the scene with I Kissed a Girl and I introduced you to her?
Yeah.
She was not a big deal
then.
That
was the strangest thing that night. We went a night out and I'd had maybe a couple more drinks than I should have.
Yeah.
And, it all got so awkward.
But at that point, you didn't realise that Katy Perry that you met was going to become Katy Perry.
No, and you were saying she's going to be the next big pop star. And she was there just playing the guitar in a corner of a room. It was insane. And then came over to talk to us.
For ages.
You'd met her. Yeah, was telling us all sorts of problems that she was having.
Yeah.
Boyfriend issues.
It was great.
I was thinking, oh, great, she's got boyfriend issues. I might stand a chance here. Genuinely thought I had a chance.
It was a few years ago. Wouldn't happen now. Scott Mills. So you made an error today, didn't you?
I've had a mare. So,
absolute nightmare.
New 50 Shades film's out. Mm-hmm. And they very kindly sent in some merchandise to Radio 1 for the new 50 Shades stuff.
Yeah, we've got all the various
things.
All the products.
Things. And anyway, I took a picture of the
one of the
show producer.
Yeah, one of the larger ones.
What do you mean larger ones?
One of the large... No, no! One of the
That's
larger...
proper harsh on him.
No, he's not... He's actually lost weight recently.
Yeah, I agree.
No, not a producer. I mean the larger products that they sent.
Yeah.
You took a picture of that with
Well, he was holding this picture. I thought it was...
The Breakfast Show producer.
It was a great... It's one of my favourite pictures. Anyway, I went to send it to said producer just to say, oh, this is my favourite photo of you, and have accidentally sent it to someone else with the same name.
Yes.
And the picture...
It looks quite threatening.
Yes, it does. And the picture... is the tricky thing that I've done about the person I've sent it to, there's no messages before, so he's just received a picture of
said product with producer.
Yes, and it's been very hard to try and justify why that's happened this morning.
Yeah. And has he been on?
He's been on, but there's confusion.
Right.
What do you say?
I know, there's nothing. You can't go back from that. BBC Radio 1. On the show yesterday, we were talking about how competitive Chris is with his mate Dougsy, to the point where it can get quite horrible between you, I think.
It can. We still love each other very much, but I will look for any kind of excuse to embarrass him or bring him down a bit.
Yeah.
And he does the same. He does the same to me.
He does, to be fair. And there's always bickering and arguments. But it's kind of done in a friendly-ish way.
Yeah. Well, I genuinely think I'm a better mate to him than he is to me.
Yeah. Do you think you're a better person?
Yes.
I love this. Hi, Harley.
Hi. I heard what you were talking about with competitive friends yesterday. And me and my friend Steph, it definitely happens with girls because we're far more competitive than anyone I know, I think, with each other.
So it's not just boys?
No, I don't think so.
So who's your best mate?
She's called Steph.
And do you think you're a better mate to her than she is to you?
Definitely, yes. I don't think she'll agree, but I definitely am.
And what kind of things are you competitive over then? Because for me, it's I have to beat him whenever we play FIFA. If I beat him, well, I normally do. And when I do, I celebrate so hard in his face. And I know he hates it.
So it's everything, anything really. So we went shopping together the other day and we both bought something in the sale and she was like, oh yeah, but mine were 30% savings. I was like, yeah, but mine were 50% savings. And she was like, right, whatever. Mm. Like everything has to be one up. Even the same with family. So I went to her house on Christmas Day. When I walked in, her mum gave me a hug and said, hi, Harley, love you. And she was like, you've not even hugged me today, Mum. And I was like, oh, who's the favourite?
You love it.
And then do you really rub it in her face with it as well?
Yeah, like all the time.
You're going for more hugs, that kind of
thing. Because I get on really well with the family. I say to her all the time, like, her dad's single, and I say to her, you better be careful because I can get with your dad and be a stepmom.
Oh, ouch.
That's the harshest of all.
That is great,
know,
though.
She hates it. She hates it.
And you only ever just say that kind of thing. You don't...
It definitely would not happen, no.
Right.
But it's nice to pretend I'd threaten I'd ground her or whatever.
Yeah.
When you're shopping, there's some competition there, is there?
She bought a car and then I bought a car a few months later and she was like, yeah, but mine was more expensive than yours. And I was like, yeah, but mine's newer, so...
And then she's like, well, I earn more than you or something like that.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's like, I earn more than you, so I can afford a nicer car.
The thing is, right, so why are you mates if you're constantly at each other and
the
competitive?
Same as you.
Like, no, I know, but I still don't know why I'm friends with Dougsy.
When I first met her, I think it's always been there. So one of the first things I ever remember when I met Steph is we met in college and I bought a new pair of shoes. She came in the next day and went, oh, I bought the same shoes as yours, but I bought mine of the better pair. Mm. And I think I was like, oh, I think we're going to be friends.
let the competition begin.
Yeah, and 8 years later and it's still going.
And who's the better human being?
Me, definitely me.
Thought so, yeah.
Right, and is this ever going to end?
No, never.
What's the point? When's the finishing on this thing? I'm thinking about this with Dougsy. Like, he annoys me so much.
I know he does.
But I know he's going to be annoying me my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, how's this going to end?
You're going to be in the retirement home with him just bickering.
Yeah. When's it going to finish?
I don't think it ever will, and I think if there was nothing to compete on, I don't think we'd have very much to do anymore.
Yeah, it becomes the basis of the friendship.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does.
Someone said yesterday, do you agree with this? It keeps the spark alive.
Oh, yes, definitely. Something to do.
Good to speak to you, Harley. Send love to the lesser person that is Steph.
Oh, I will, definitely.
Well, so you've just been on Radio 1, she hasn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's one I've got over on her as well.
Rub that in her face. Love you, bye.
Yeah, love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Hello, this is Scott Mills. Yes, it's Friday. And it's Radio 1. Since we mentioned the lyrics in songs that make you cringe, people are really listening, over-listening to the words on all the songs on Radio 1. That Major Lazer Nicki Minaj tune Catherine's been on, she does actually say, I don't put sugar in my spaghetti sauce. What do you even mean?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Apparently some people put sugar in their spaghetti sauce to take out the sharp taste of the tomatoes. Well, that's weird.
Yeah, but I think that's only if you're going fresh. Do you know what I mean,
right,
Scott? If you're making your own, you'd never do that.
Actually, I've got better at cooking,
actually. You have, yeah.
I made something from scratch just the other day.
Yeah, but it was probably like tin sauce still, wasn't it?
No, it was not. It was not.
What was it then?
I made
then we
like
get chicken in bag.
No, I'm...
Salmon in bag.
No, mate, my cooking game has been upped. I made like a tomato sauce, not from an actual...
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. From a
Didn't.
Okay, I'm going to send you a picture next time then. Let's not get to this. David says, a bit of brown sugar in spaghetti sauce is actually really tasty and enhances the flavour. Once again, I think we're overanalysing the lyrics a little bit of that Major Lazer track. Coming up, Jack Garrett and Tiny Temper. And what's the score on Bangers?
It is 2-2. We're in deadlock.
We've gone to deadlock, of course. I'm still obsessed with the fact that you're going to Japan next week.
I know.
So this is for a BBC iPlayer thing. You did one before, right? For like World's Most Extreme Festivals.
The World's Most Extreme Festivals. I previously went to a festival called the Gathering of the Juggalos, which was one of the most, oh my word, crazy experiences of my life.
Why crazy?
Just, it's so full on. I've never been to anything like it.
You can't really say much about it, can you?
The culture of it, what I saw there... What an experience there.
You couldn't unsee that, could you?
But anyway, so they've decided that they're going to make some more of these, send me off to some more extreme festivals.
Yeah. I just think it's going to blow your mind. I don't understand how you're going to cope with Japan. How are you going to read anything? How are you going to get around?
I'm just not overthinking it.
Right. You know as well, if you have a rice dish, you've got to completely cover it in soy sauce.
Yeah, I think what's going
Otherwise,
on here
that's
is
rude.
You're trying to be funny and giving me wrong advice.
That's true.
So
You've
I
got
don't
to
know
put
what
the, like put as much soy sauce on it as you can, otherwise it's really rude.
My assumption here is anything you tell me is a lie.
No, and the eating and walking thing, you need to be aware of that as well.
Fine,
really rude.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Tell me where you were earlier, please.
I was on a train from London King's Cross to Hull.
Yes.
And your radio presenters are doing some odd things on the train. They're giving us Hull-based quizzes and trying to flog us some sandwiches.
Right, okay. This sounds suspiciously like... Well, it's got Matt Edmondson written all over
it,
hasn't
it? It's got the whiff of Edmondson.
Well, yeah. Matt Edmondson and Alice Levine.
Right, so they were on your train, and he was doing some kind of quiz or something?
It was a Hull-based quiz around a Hull-born dancer and mixing it with some kind of food. Right. I didn't quite understand it. It was all very bizarre.
Oh, well, like a lot of Matt's quizzes, not that understandable sometimes.
But is he just doing the quiz? Did he just ask you to get involved? Or is this over the tannoy? Or like, what's going on?
Oh, it was all over the tannoy from the first class carriage.
Classic Edmondson.
It's definitely Matt Edmondson.
Where was Alice? Was she looking embarrassed in the corner?
She was. She was. The prize was one of Alice's bonbons, which I'm not sure she was too happy about.
Yeah, I knew there'd be a rubbish prize as well.
Yeah.
Classic.
Well, what can we do? Apologise?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Apologise to the people of Hull and just, people on that train. It'd be great.
Did you take part in the quiz on the speakers?
I didn't. I didn't personally, but someone else did. They've won. They won the bonbon.
Right, well, good. Well, I can just apologise on the from the London to Hull train. Apologise for the behaviour of my colleague there.
That's what happens when people like Matt Emerson get bored.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He loves a quiz. Can't stay away from a quiz.
Won't just have a sleep.
Matt and Alice are on a road trip, well, a train trip, to Hull this weekend because they just want to go and suss it out before we go there for Radio 1's big weekend. And they're on tomorrow between 10 and 1 on Radio 1, Alice and Matt, and they've got a live lounge from Hull from Louisa Johnson. Apologies again. Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Back to my TV new favourite show, Let It Shine. They are going to still have artists on, are they, with the boy bands behind them?
I'm not sure what happens
otherwise
this week.
Yeah, because that was the best bit.
Yeah, last week peaked.
I loved it.
But what about the performances from famous singers that you haven't heard from really for a while?
Yeah, that's what I loved about it. Mel C doing I Turn to You, whatever it was.
Yeah.
With all the boys behind, and then they all sing it. I mean, it doesn't get better television than that.
Also, it's when they've got to be really pally and really friendly in a real musical type way, and they're all there like high-fiving each other and patting each other on the back.
That's the great thing about this show. If you've not seen it, Let It Shine, BBC One talent show, trying to find a boy band to be in to take that musical. Yeah, I want someone high-fiving. I want someone doing real forced face of fun. Mm. I want someone arriving on a skateboard, someone attempting some bad street dance. That all happened last week.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Josh.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 yo. Where are you?
I am currently in Glasgow.
What are you doing there?
I am painting the faces on Lego Man.
Your job? The coolest job ever.
Is this your job?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, honestly, it takes a very delicate hand, but I managed to get through the aptitude test for it and they gave me the job, so.
So you're painting faces onto Lego for your job?
Yeah.
This sounds like the kind of job me and my mates would have made up on a night out.
Yeah.
Because it's intriguing, but also slightly unbelievable, but also you can't really question it because it's so niche.
I believe you, Josh.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Yeah. Are you based in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So what's going on with the Lego then? Like, what faces can we expect?
Happy face, sad face, miserable face?
I mean, they've recently brought out a new pirate one. They've changed the shape of the eye patch.
The pirate one?
Yeah, so, it's a new eye patch. Right.
You'll be seeing that sort of late 2017.
That's something to look forward to.
This is brilliant.
I've got about 4,000 units to paint and I'm about 420 in, so.
How old are you, Josh?
Strange.
19. And when did you get this job?
I started as an apprentice when I was 17. So.
Right.
So cool, because there's so many jobs out there that you don't even think about.
Yeah. Like, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, I quite like about bangers is hearing about people's jobs when they're like this.
It attracts the ladies. So
does it?
Of course it does.
Yeah, I paint Lego, actually. Paint the faces on. And off we go. Yeah. Right, here's what I've got for you today, Josh. Holiday, Green Day, yes.
Turn!
Yeah, come on, Josh.
Holiday, yeah, good choice.
Feeling that, Josh?
True.
Yeah, he seems to like it. All right, Josh, well, if you choose mine, it's proper random, actually. Yeah. It's more of a Scott choice, this, but it's an old one. Oh, even I'm old.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking, actually. Sugar Babes,
should have gone for
Push
the Button.
Yeah.
Way better.
I feel Chris was intoxicated when he chased the song.
No, I don't think he... I mean, maybe he'd had a couple of drinks.
I don't know what's happened here, actually. This might have been a suggestion from a mate. But if you
maybe
do choose it...
Maybe you've got choice for the day. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you do choose it, I will paint your face onto Lego. No, that's weird.
Right, well, you've messed this up, haven't you?
I don't know. Chris, you're not here next week, so...
I'm here for half the week, I think.
Going to Japan, how do you feel about that?
Well, to be honest, I don't personally like part-timers, but...
Yeah.
Then again, Scott, to be honest, the amount of times you're in Dubai and places, I can't really comment.
Wow, you really listen,
also,
don't you?
Also, I'm working, sort of. You know, I'm filming something now. It's all good. Mm. It's not a holiday.
Anyway, what's your decision?
To be honest, Scott, I do like your choice today, so I'm going to go for you.
Yes, fine.
Thank you. And he wins the week. Thank you, Josh. Green Day's on now. Mills for the win.
Yeah, I can only apologise, actually, to everyone for my choice. I don't know what I was thinking. It was actually a disgusting choice from me. I'll go as far to say that. And
disgusting.
I'm so sorry for wasting everyone's time.
Right. Well.
No, because someone's got to make the clip of it.
Yeah.
Poor listeners have had to even hear a blast of that.
Yeah.
It could have been any other song. No, it's embarrassing,
okay.
Actually.
All right, well, at least you're honest.
I just want to distance myself.
All right. Okay. We won't mention it again. Green Day Holiday. Now, can I be honest? I'm smelling something really whiffy there about his story, Josh's story.
Oh, the Lego face painter.
Yeah, the more I think about it, I don't think that's his job.
Yeah.
Pictures already didn't happen.
He did say, didn't he say he was at like 4,000 tins of paint or something?
Now, there are people who have been on saying, one, Lego's made in Denmark, and two, they know how it's done, and it's done by machine, the painting of the faces on the Lego men.
Also,
he's had us there.
Also, the highlight for Lego... in 2017 being that the eye patch has moved to the other side.
It doesn't make sense now, I think of it.
Yeah, I fear we've been...
We've been had. Totally had. Do you think
a few
so?
A things didn't add up.
Yeah. Now I think about it, I had a whole song to think about it, didn't add up.
Yeah.
What do you do? Oh, I teach dogs how to surf. That'll be on next week.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Okay, maybe I now believe the Lego man again.
Why?
Well, someone says there's a huge Lego store in Glasgow that have got custom displays, and those are the ones he paints, not the commercially available stuff. But then they could also be, it could all be lies.
I don't believe him.
I don't know now.
I don't believe him.
Are you okay, by the way? Some people say you were about to burst into tears there
no,
while apologising for Sugar Babes.
I hate a missed opportunity and...
Yeah, it was a bit of a weird one to end the week with because you kind of gave it away to me.
I'll be thinking about it till Monday.
You
probably.
Will. Sean in Cambridge says, don't be so hard on yourself for that Sugar Babe song. I've got a bit of a soft spot for it myself as I was in the video. I'm the road sweeper. Random, I know.
Yeah, I've just looked it up, actually, and I found his moment in the video. It's amazing. The guy jumps over his bin. He does a great job.
Right, he's in the video.
Oh, he's in there, yeah.
Or is this fake news as well?
No, he's in there. Hot job.
Hot job. Everyone's lying to us today.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Adam in Bristol. He says, can you shout me out, please? I've just booked a long weekend to have a laugh in Prague in August. Bish, bash, bosh. We should go away for a weekend.
Prague?
Can do Prague?
Prague would be fun.
With you, it would be fun, I
yes.
think.
Yes. Yes.
Although
okay.
you'd probably want to go to different places to me, I think.
Look, finer details.
Okay, we can sort out nearer time. Just like, when the weather's so horrible like this, you just want to go away somewhere, don't you?
Mm.
I mean, Prague's not the greatest weather right now. It's even colder than here. But like, I'm looking towards the summer with you.
Fine.
Well, lads weekend, yeah? Lads?
Yeah, but you're saying sun.
Oh, yeah, we can do whatever.
Okay, something to think about.
Anyway, Adam, good work on booking the mini break. That's Ray Black and Patience Freestyle, Kings of Leon coming up. And something new for you now by a Dutch producer who's getting quite big in the last couple of years, only been around for 2 years. Armin Seekin, his name is. This features a Swedish singer-songwriter. He's the voice that you hear, Paul Ray. Now, this track's actually been around since last summer, but they've got a new version of it, which they're just releasing. And it's got Snoop Dogg on it.
Yeah, and they've got the video for this as well, where it looks like Snoop Dogg is just having... It looks like Snoop Dogg's made the video, designed the video.
Right.
He seems to be having a lovely time.
Let me guess, are there loads of girls around him in bikinis?
That's right.
Right, like every Snoop Dogg video.
Yes.
So he's done it to this one as well, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's very Snoop Dogg.
Armin Seekin, Snoop Dogg and Paul Ray. This is the new version of California Dreamin' on BBC Radio 1. Okay, well, this is going to be in my head all weekend now. You. K California Dreaming. What do you think of it? Armin Seekin, Snoop Dogg, and Paul Ray.
I'm weirdly liking this.
It's that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really catchy.
Hello.
Hi, it's Gemma. Scott, I've got something to tell you.
What have you got to tell me?
You're the third wheel in our relationship.
Whose relationship?
Mine and my fiancé.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes this happens with Scott, where particularly girls get a bit obsessed.
Yeah, just a bit,
it's
apparently.
Fair to say, isn't it, Scott?
To be fair, it has happened before.
That's it.
But we've never met, have we?
No, definitely not.
Right, okay.
But just intense listening to podcasts means that Scott is now a third wheel in your relationship.
Yes.
And what's his name?
Daniel.
Got a problem with me, is he?
Apparently. Right. He was very grumpy at the time.
How am I becoming a problem?
Well, just, I can't listen during the day, so download the podcast. Listening to it, getting ready for bed the other night, and he just snaps at me.
Right, well, seeing as you've taken me to the bedroom, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's not great.
Do you say the same things as Scott?
Yes. I say yes a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he a fan of the show as well?
No. Well, yes and no.
No,
he hates it.
That's interesting to know.
He does like it a little bit at a time, but...
Well,
pass on my thanks.
Here's the problem. I think you're putting him off slightly.
Yeah.
Because you've introduced Scott to the bedroom and things like that, we're potentially going to lose him, and that bothers me.
Me too.
Well, apparently, sometimes Daniel overhears voices in the bathroom when I'm having a shower. He's like, what the hell's going on? Listens in, he's like, oh, she's just having a shower with Scott and Chris.
Yeah, yeah, well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
So we're in the shower with you as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean...
Yes.
This is such a strange problem to deal with. Like, I'm not sure what to suggest.
I never think of people listening in the shower, but they must do.
I reckon loads of people do.
Yeah.
Because I know loads of people listen to it on trains and stuff like that, and when you're on buses and that, like, travelling around from work and school and college, but it's weird to think of people in those kind of environments in the home. And genuinely, I think Scott will be the first to say, you don't want to disturb any relationships because...
Absolutely not.
But 5 days a week, she's hearing you a lot.
Right.
Not that he's going to put me off at all.
Do you feel that we know each other quite well?
Yeah. Apparently my other half is basically like the best friend you've never met.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think Scott understands you better than your fiancé?
I wouldn't go that far, maybe. Right.
If you could marry Scott instead...
Absolutely.
You
are. Oh, you can't say that.
Would you actually?
Real talk.
Back him off.
That's a terrible thing to say.
I can see now why I'm becoming a problem. Why don't we just take it to the next level and you invite me over?
Yeah, done.
Oh, no, you see, that crosses the line because I think this is a classic case. I don't want to speak for you here, but you know how you sometimes have a list with certain celebrities on?
Right.
Well, what she's saying is, it's actually okay you being the third wheel at the moment because you're just a voice on the radio.
Not really like a real
person.
Yeah,
he's not having to deal with you actually physically in the bedroom,
which is what I think
you're suggesting.
I'm not suggesting we all go to the bedroom.
But what I'm saying is we could do the show from the bedroom, couldn't we? Me and you could just be stood in the corner.
Yeah. Like listening to the podcast,
actually,
but in real life.
I really like this. This is quite cool.
Live from Gemma bedroom. And Daniel's bedroom.
I mean, Scott can just natter in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. That would be my dream.
Or like, I don't know, all three of us go to dinner or cinema or something.
That's probably a little bit more realistic,
I don't mind.
Yeah, this third wheel thing's an interesting one. I'm kind of keen to push it and explore it.
Right, tonight?
Yeah.
Will he hear this on the podcast? Does he listen with you?
Yes.
Right, okay, well, it's fine.
I bought into.
Right. Well, tell him that I'm invited over. He'll hear this anyway.
Yeah.
Imagine how awkward it could be. This is good. This is a really good idea. Maybe this will cure it. Maybe you actually turning up at their house or in a restaurant when they're on a date or something like that might solve this problem.
Yeah.
It's something for us to think about.
Oh, I'm up for it.
Got to be honest, Gemma, it's a lot more disappointing in real life.
I'm sure it's not.
Oh, thank you, my darling. Okay, this is way too awkward about this. Okay, I'm going now.
Okay, then bye.
Send my love to your lover. Bye. I don't love you. I mean, I don't know.
Just do a love you, bye.
Yeah, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Now in some chunky knitwear, it's Kel Spellman.
Yes, Scott.
Very chunky knit there, isn't it?
Bit of the yin and the yang.
You must be a bit warm. Eh? Yeah. I was just saying, we should all go away on a lad's weekend together somewhere.
We've all got something different to offer.
We were talking about it earlier, Kel.
Can we?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I'd love to join you on a on a bit of a getaway.
We're thinking Prague.
Oh.
This hasn't been discussed with anyone yet, by the way.
I think it could
we'll look into it. We'll like a little city break or something.
Yeah,
just, I'd like just to spend more time with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just a little something.
What are you saying by that? That sounded creepy.
No, no, I really get on with Kel, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
does.
No, what I think what you're saying is we've each got something different to offer.
We have. We've got, we've got something to bring to the table.
That's what it should be. If we're going to do a night out, let's have people who represent something different.
Every area of life.
You know what I mean? So we're talking three nights, because then you'd give us a night out what you'd like to do. Scott gives us a night out.
Scott night and
out.
A Kel night.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, we all get to choose what to do.
I'll tell you what.
Possibly go wrong.
What a lovely idea.
That's the stuff of dreams, that.
Well, that's the stuff of possible documentary, surely.
All right, lads, I'll be sending you a little diary note later on, okay?
Yes,
check
thanks.
What dates you can do. And here's today's Real or No Real.
For only £65 a night, you can now hire a bed warmer. Someone who will come round to your house and warm up your sheets before bedtime.
Now, Carol, does this sound like something that might interest you as a job?
Yes.
Potentially.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it seems like there's some good money to pay. Initially, I didn't know where it was going, the start of that Real or No Real.
£65 a night. Yeah. And it's a bed warmer. They come round, warm up your sheets. But then when you get into bed, they're not there.
Are they warming it up by their body, or are they coming round with a heater?
By their bodies.
So they're nude?
They are. I don't know whether they're nude. I hate that word as well. Can we not say it again?
What, nude?
No, I don't.
What's wrong with nude?
I hate it.
Why do you hate the word nude?
I really don't like it.
What do you prefer, naked?
No, that's fine. It's just...
Nude.
I think it's the at the beginning of it.
It's a bit arty, isn't it?
Like, yeah, if you're going to go and do a nude drawing,
yeah,
aren't
I
you?
Don't really. Yeah. It's making me.
You draw a nude. Take a picture.
Stop
of
her. Saying it. I hate it. Nude tights.
What about nudist.
No,
someone
who's awful.
A nudist.
Stop it.
It's funny that you call someone a nudist.
Right? Can you stop
that?
It? Otherwise, I'm going to like abandon this game.
So, how are we saying that they're warming up the bed?
They're in it.
They're nude and they roll
but
around.
Don't stop it!
Oh, do you reckon like they... So you may be on a form, you'd fill out a list of, right, I sleep on my left side. So they lie in the position that you sleep in so they can literally just get into that position. That's all nice and warm
well,
for them.
Well, that, or they're massive. Or they've got to roll around a bit. Because if you think about it, Scott, I mean, you've got blatantly got a king size, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a queen.
So someone said this the other day, is queen bigger than king?
Yes.
It's a queen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got a queen?
Yeah, I've got a queen.
You got a queen?
Yeah, I got
Is there anything bigger than a queen?
Wouldn't
you like to know?
A queen.
Yeah. Is there something bigger than a queen?
I don't know. I think it's like a XL queen or something.
Can I just say, right, there's some easy money to be made in this, by the way.
Yes.
Because I'll go round. You give me my £65. I'll stick in a hot water bottle. See you later.
Mm. Right. Well, maybe that's how they do it. They put in the hot water bottles. Maybe there's no sort of... nakedness involved.
There's no nude.
You went to say Manchester then. We'll see you later.
Sorry.
I love Scott, it. Have you ever used this service?
No.
Oh, okay. I was gonna,
don't
I
know if that sounded
not
in,
not yeah, in, that sounded like that sounded a bit dismissive.
It sounded a bit forced, that. Yeah. No.
No one's been
nope, I've
no
not one's... looked into it.
There isn't a VIP rate for £85.
Did someone turn up and they just turned out to be a bed warmer?
No one's been in the Queen for a while. Real or no real, you can now hire a bed warmer for £65 a night.
It's real. No real.
That one's real.
Yes.
True. But you do have to be in Russia. 20... Oh, he's gone again. 21-year-old entrepreneur Victoria Ivashova will pop round in her pyjamas and lie in your bed for an hour to make sure it's really warm, but also promises to leave behind a positive energy that will help you sleep. Okay, we're playing Real or No Real. We're going to play a weekend tune from Rihanna and Calvin Harris and then come back to it with Cal. Rihanna and Calvin Harris, and We Found Love on BBC Radio 1. Cal Spellman, TV's and Radio's Cal Spellman is here with us.
Hiya.
Have you ever been called TV's Cal Spellman before?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, that's what you are now.
I'll take it.
Yeah. And here's today's Real or No Real, the next one.
Inspired by Matt Edmondson, Graham Norton arrived for his interview on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning by scooter.
Inspired by Matt Edmondson.
That's a bold thing to say, isn't it?
Do you think
Graham
Norton's
takes
listened,
tips from Matt Edmondson?
Well, that's what this would be suggesting, that he's listened to Matt Edmondson and goes, do you know what? getting on a scooter will change things for me. I want to be inspired by Matt Edmondson in that front.
Is it quite a known thing, Matt and his scooter?
Yeah, I'm sick of seeing it, to be honest.
Like, obviously, no, we all know him, but I'm saying outside of this building, is Matt known for his scooter?
Yeah, because we say it on the radio every day.
Would you ever get a scooter to work?
No. Can you imagine?
Why wouldn't you?
Okay, think about what you just said. Imagine me on a scooter. Well,
no, just explain your thinking. Why wouldn't you get a scooter to work?
Because I'd look ridiculous.
Right.
Well, there's your answer. Would you?
Greg's here. What's your thoughts on the matter, Greg?
Hi, sorry to interrupt. I want to clarify, because you're saying scooter like you mean a motorised thing.
Yeah, I know.
But just to clarify, it's a push scooter.
Yeah.
Ones that six-year-olds have.
It's like the Flintstones.
Yeah.
I've seen more and more people using them, though. Someone nearly took me out on one the other day.
Yeah.
I've noticed it more and more.
I quite like the idea of them. Mm. Anything that's kind of, you know, pedal power thing, push
or
power.
Or you could walk. Mm. I think it's a gimmick.
Yeah, but you do get a bit more extra speed with a scooter than the walk.
Not much.
Yeah, but then you might as well do rollerblades. You know, and no one, can you imagine?
Oh, we're going down this road.
If someone turned up here in rollerblades. I can kind of imagine.
That'd be Greg.
In the live lounge doing a display.
In another 5 years, he's having a midlife crisis.
Midlife!
Real or no real?
That's shade.
Real or no real? Inspired by Matt Edmondson, Graham Norton arrived for his interview on Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning by scooter.
No real.
No? Chris?
No real.
That one is no real.
Made up, but he did arrive by bike. He's become a keen cyclist since buying a bike last September. And at the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10, Kel, you win. You got 20 points.
Yes. Are you on telly today?
Yes.
That's because your TV's Kel Spellman.
See what you did there.
What you want? Well, go on then, promote it.
Oh, sorry, we got the CBC official chart show kicking off at 7 p.m. But it also streams on the Radio 1 website live.
Okay. Well solved.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
I think that's because I had quite a late night last night. It was DJ. Did I manage to offend absolutely everybody in that last Real or No Real?
I'm not sure, really. Possibly.
I think I said Greg was approaching a midlife crisis.
All good, though, because Friday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it? They'll forget about it over the weekend,
they would have taken that a lot worse on a Monday.
Yeah, I felt like an air of uncomfortable...
Nah, you're
edge with Kel
it.
As well. Fine,
it.
Okay. On the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which you can get from the Radio 1 website, wherever you normally get your podcasts from, there's loads of stuff from this week. You know, when I look back through the podcast of the week, like, oh yeah, that happened, and that. So do you remember listener Ben and his speed dating, which went not well after we gave him some love advice? Mm. That's on there. We need to set him up as well, don't we?
Oh, we really do, yeah.
Because Valentine's Day
coming. Yeah. I think he does need our help.
Yeah. So he went to a speed dating night in Bournemouth. Then one of the girl's sisters that he dated for 4 minutes came on. The whole of the story is on the podcast. It's great. Also, the Google game, that happened earlier in the week. Do orangutans have Tinder? And also, Adele Roberts and Danny Mac getting wet on innuendo bingo. Next, we're going over to... Oh, Strictly Come Dancing. Mm. And a word of warning to any celebrities who might take part in future series. After hearing this, Danny, you'll be pleased that you didn't get Gorka Marquez as your professional dancer.
One, two, three, four, walk outside, six, seven, eight.
The thing with Gorka is he goes in deep and there is no introduction.
We're back on Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. Oh.